Hey, everyone, and welcome back to the Hair Healer Podcast, The Weekly Awakening. I think that's the name I'm going to go with. It's what keeps coming to me. I don't even know when it came to me a few weeks ago, but The Weekly Awakening. And it's a way I like to use astrology as a way to awaken our soul and the things that we need to learn, heal, grow through. So it seems like every week I have some sort of awakening with, and if you really look at life that way, because we really just have this moment, this day, almost everything can be some sort of awakening, especially if it awakens you to a truth in some sort of way. So I figured if you guys are just tuning in right now and didn't listen to the last energy report on the Hair Healer Podcast, formerly the first season, I would kind of talk about my life, talk about astrology, relate it to my life, and then we'd go into the episode. But the episodes are amazingly too long to do that. So they end up going to like an hour, just the interview. So to add on another 20 minutes is too much. So I figured on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, I'm going to start dropping this and we'll talk about astrology for the week, what happened in my life, various things like that. It'll be like a 20, 30 minute short little thing. So I'm super excited. Here in the Philadelphia area, we just had a big snowy nor'easter. And for the first time, I had a whole snow day nor'easter adventure awakening. So I just want to talk about that. For the first time in my life that I can remember, I have been alone during a snowstorm since Sunday afternoon. My kid's father, he has a big house and he has a big yard. So they like to go sledding there. They like to play outside. They like to do that. So I said, he's like, how about you bring them over? And we didn't think this storm would be a couple of days. I said, yeah, bring them over. And I was excited to have just one night alone, a snowstorm alone. And looking back, I either had a husband, my kids were there during snowstorms. Even in my early 20s, I always had a partner, a relationship. Like there was always someone there. And so just to like kind of be in this solitude where I couldn't do anything, I just like had my own spiritual retreat. Honestly, I did energy clearing. I wrote, I cried, I did yoga. I mean, I read books. I don't know what I did. I just did so much and did a lot of healing and a lot of crying and a lot of like inner child. It's funny when you're sitting there and the world is quiet because of the snowstorm and you have no one around you. You're just like feeling, and I let myself feel and heal, and a lot of inner child stuff kind of came up. So that was a really, really cool awakening, and it was a cool experience to do this by myself. I could literally go for this once a year, maybe twice a year, I'll tell you that. But I definitely miss my kids. I FaceTime them 100 times, but they are having a good time playing, and I'm going to go get them later. I hope everyone also had a mini awakening and enjoyed their snowstorm. I feel like I'm out of breath. I don't know why. Maybe because I was just running around getting this done. But deep breath, Colleen. And if you're listening to this, also take a deep breath. You might need it. So let's jump into a little bit of astrology and what's happening. Venus, right? The planet of our love, relationships, sisters, friendships, creativity, pleasures. It moved into the sign of Aquarius. Now, it's just been in Capricorn, and I study ancient astrology, so Aquarius is still ruled by Saturn, but it's a much freer nature because Aquarius is an air sign, and it brings innovation. And in modern astrology, it's ruled by Uranus, so there is this sort of like open-minded, eccentric quality versus in Capricorn, right? It was much more sort of stiff, and when Venus is in one of Saturn's planets, one of Saturn's signs, it takes on the energy of Saturn. So there was a lot of, with Capricorn, restrictions, being held back from relationships or relationships in general, feeling like nothing's moving forward, even like a little bit of blockage of the creative. And also with that, though, can come, because Saturn does bring rewards for good karma. There could be some good rewards around our creative pleasures, or maybe we worked through some relationship karma. So during this time, there is some more relationship. But let's talk about what it means to be in Aquarius. It opens up a much freer. You're able to express your emotions a little bit more, a little bit easier. But Aquarius nature still has that kind of hold back, take back, restrict. So it's a little bit of, my son is a double Aquarius. I've dated Aquarius. I have a lot of Aquarius friends. So they can have almost this like, because Uranus rules this very like, so they can have this sort of very heavy emotions or opinions, and then they just restrict back and then they go right back into it. So there can be some of that. As well as, you know, what I want to talk about is Saturn rules age, and something that came up to me, something that was channeled to me during this time about this is, we are really ageless souls, so you should be able to dress the outside, because one of the things Venus rules is our, you know, aesthetic, the way you feel on the inside. So it doesn't matter if you're 55 and having purple hair, red hair, you have a nose piercing. You know, I'm almost 33. I have tattoos, nose hoop, red hair. I don't plan on changing any of that. It doesn't matter if you're young and you want to wear a muumuu. It does not matter. None of that matters. And we should be able to dress and express ourselves on the inside, how we feel, on the outside, how we feel on the inside. And I think that will be interesting. I think we'll see that start happening more and more over the decade, you know. And I'm dropping papers right there. And reminding too that nothing really matters, right? Nothing really matters besides our health, the people we love, and our happiness. That's something that really came to me and channeled to me over this time where I've been in my snowstorm solitude, is what really matters. Like, I had a lot of focus on that, and we're so, you know, I'm so focused on this, that, outside circumstances, outside people, outside things filling the void, or even like, you know, when you're fighting with someone or you disagree with someone, like, none of that really matters. I love the quote, if you won't remember it, you know, in 5 years, what, 5 minutes, 5 days, 5 years, like, it won't matter. Because so many things, think back to the stuff that, I know I screwed up that quote, think back to what was happening in your life a year ago or 2 years ago and all of the craziness and all the emotional stuff that was happening. Does it matter now? Or the fights you're in with people, doesn't matter now? No, most likely it really doesn't. So you have nothing without your health, which comes a lot, especially having it in Saturn sign will can kind of show, and I spoke about it on my last energy report, some health things, okay? Nothing matters besides your health and your happiness. That is what truly matters. Now, something else that came up to me, and this is all, again, sort of like Venus and Aquarius kind of vibes, is the why are we constantly wanting to be the object of someone's desire, right? Now, when I say that, that was me. And to like say a story to relate, I had this crush on someone who really didn't have that much of a crush on me back, right? I hate to admit that. They did not have that much of a crush on me back. And my thing came, this is a Mercury retrograde, such a Mercury retrograde episode right now. My heater just came on, so hopefully it doesn't sound too bad. But why do I want to be the object of someone's desire? Why do I? So then I added this person on my Snapchat, and I always joke my Snapchat is for like my future husbands, so they can see what they're getting themselves into and like what they know. So they're just already prepared, and I like that easier. And so he was on there, and I was just like obsessed with like wanting to like show that I'm this certain way or this certain person or this certain thing. And I like had this like reality wake up call, which I know like, A, you know, that stuff happens organically and naturally. And like, what, Colleen, what is it with you? And why do you want this person to be, why do you want to be that person's the object of their desire? Like, that's shallow, that doesn't lead to too much, especially if they don't want to. So I really had to get inward and find out what is happening. You know, all my life I've had this journey through weight and looks and whatever, and I just felt like my inner child again was like kind of attached to this person and wanted this person to be like, oh hey, look at me. So that was like a real wake-up call, and that can happen with Venus and Aquarius too. Like, ask yourself if there's a crush or whatever or some sort of energy, or even you're just putting yourself out there on social media, like, why do I want to be the object of the world's desires, this person's desires, someone's desires? Like, what's in me that I can't be my own desire? And like finding, getting down to the nitty gritty of that is super, super important. And finding the truth, because I'll find the truth in yourself. And what is a healthy pleasure? What is a healthy desire? I mean, we can't live our whole life, right? I mean, we have our soul and then we have our ego, and both play a very, very important role in that. And I have my Venus 0 degrees, the 11th house in Cancer. So Cancer is the goddess, the moon sign, and having that far up in the chart, almost in the 10th house, like, I am out there. I've talked about that. One of my battles will constantly be, but I've grown through it a lot with my spiritual growth, personal growth, is ego, but it can still come out like, here I am, look at me, I'm fabulous, whatever it is. But since I was a kid, I remember asking my aunt something like, what was I like? She's like, you loved having your picture taken. You loved being there. I have my son in the 10th house also. I loved, hi, how are you? I remember my best friend Kylie growing up, like elementary school, high school, like even when we had the throwaway cameras, I would make her, I remember I'd make Luke also my best friend, but I remember her like just take pictures of me like, hey, and I would be modeling. And I just like always had that nature. And that's okay. I think, right? I think sometimes people will say, oh, you're narcissistic, blah, blah, blah. But we forget like what the true definition psychologically of narcissistic is. And that's much darker. Imagine how different it would be if everyone did love their picture taken, did think they looked amazing and loved the way they looked enough to like put themselves out there. I actually think we'd be a much happier person, place, or thing, but we still have to know why are we doing those things? Why are we seeking out that validation? Why are we seeking out that in us? Okay. I feel like, you know, you're never going to be perfect and it's constantly a balance and it's okay to love yourself. It's okay to have desires. It's okay to have pleasures, but knowing the reasoning and the intention behind it is the most important thing. So that was a very, very great awakening. And it was so hard. It's been really interesting being single. I guess maybe on the Weekly Awakening, I'll be talking about that in different ways I think my ex-husband left maybe in April, the end of April. And it's been interesting actually being single, as you know, if you listen to my season finale this whole time. And yeah, I've talked to people. I've had a few, you know, Snapchat rendezvous, but I've not like physically been with someone or like allowed them on, you know, to be in my life, not because of COVID, just because I'm not ready. And it's interesting how I can go from, you know, I've been really reflecting on how I'd spent my whole life, like welcoming, letting people into my life, relationships, like some very, very people that were not healthy for me. And I just couldn't see it to now. I'm just like, no, like red flag right away, gone. Nope, you say that, no, gone. This is exactly what I want, gone. And I think what scares me the most is there's so many people out there who don't know themselves. They don't know why they do the things they do. They don't know, and they have no interest in knowing. And to me, I kind of feel like you can't trust someone when they don't know why they're doing the things they do. And me, I've like signed up long ago when I got clean to constantly live a life of self-awareness, and it becomes very addicting, and it's crazy and scary again for me to get involved with someone who doesn't know. Something, a big lesson for this year in general in 2020 and like kind of finishing out my Saturn return. I have a way of boundaryless connecting with people. And it's what makes me so good at my job. It's what makes me so good at, you know, my podcast, why I can just get people to open up without even knowing what they're going to say or they do not know what they're going to say, is I have this gift. But it's also brought in not a lot of good people, because sometimes when you have that way and you can reach people at that depth, you're not always reaching the healthiest people. And so, you know, it's crazy to me how in a few ways I had such a violation of trust with my ex-husband, with certain friends, with certain people at like the darkest, darkest, deepest level. And I needed that. I needed that to grow up so much. But it hardens a lot, but it also makes you really, you know, I'm very protective of my energy, of my kids, who I am today, who I've become. And I realize how precious that is and how easily someone can violate that if you let them in deep down. Because once I let them in, I'm in like that, I trust them. You know, it's not always the best. So that's been like finding, you know, balance in that and understanding in that. You guys are just getting a total dump of like my personal snow day spiritual retreat and all the things I've learned about myself and gained about myself and, you know, wondered about myself. Wasn't gonna say. Oh, sorry, lost. I actually have this book over on the floor called The Yoga Sutras. And yesterday morning, I woke up to do a meditation. I wish I could go reach it. I could go reach it and it would just be a 2-second pause. And it was like so much good information and so much good things about life and practicing a life of non-attachment. Growing up, I was always jealous of my partners, you know, particularly partners, not so much friends, but, you know, partners and people that held those emotional ties to me and those insecurities, because in the end, we think that we own them or we're attached. You know, that's what attachment is, almost like we own them so they can't do this, that, or other that will hurt my emotional well-being. But the truth is we need to go into life without, you know, any of that emotional stuff. I'm just going to go grab this book. And if you're wondering why I don't pause it, it's because I have it on the Roku and I'm not sure how to like pause it, unpause it, merge it together. So just hold for 1 second. I promise you it's going to be worth it. Okay, I'm back. I told you that wasn't too bad, right? That was like a 2 second merged over there. Trust me, if I can get my ADHD to calm down, I'll learn how to merge everything myself instead of getting someone else to do it. But in this book, The Yoga Sutras, and I have to ask someone how to say this name. I really cannot, and I don't want to pronounce it. Patanjali. Okay. Here we go. And it's about living life and what does life mean? And like, these are new concepts. We have Venus entering Aquarius. We are opening our mind to new concepts of what love is, what relationships are, and what we should be giving. And the truth is, which I agree, it's sacrifice and it's selflessness and giving to other people. So here we go. I'm going to read this. Deep breaths. Okay. It is not only saints, but everything in nature, trees, birds, animals, they all live for the sake of others. Why does a candle burn and melt away? To give light. Why does an incense stick burn to get to ash? To give fragrance. Why does a tree grow? To give fruit, flowers. Is there anything in this world that lives for its own sake? No. When the entire nature sacrifices, why should we human beings alone lead selfish lives? We are here to give and give and give. What is due to us will come without worrying about it. Wow, that's the first half. Can we just talk about that? How deep is that? And it's so true. We are nature. We're part of nature. We're part of the trees, the plants, you know, the animals, everything. They all sacrifice. You know, what are we supposed to sacrifice, right? How we are supposed to give, we're supposed to sacrifice. We are part of that natural, you know, that natural cycle. And I think as humans, we can certainly start to sacrifice for Mother Nature because we are killing her. Let's go back to this. Okay, next part. Of course, even here, can we wonder, if I am to lead a sacrificial life, how can I eat? How can I clothe myself or have a house of my own? You can have all these things to equip yourself to serve others. You must have a bed to rest in, to feel refreshed in the morning and to go out to serve others. You must eat to have enough energy to serve others. So you do everything with the idea that you are preparing yourself to serve others. Even in the practice of meditation, it is not done just for your own peace, but is done because with a peaceful mind, you can go out into the world and serve well. With that very idea, you can meditate. So even your yogic meditation becomes a selfless action. That is what is meant by even with God, do not have attachment or non-attachment. Alone is enough to change your entire life into a joyful one. Wow, that's deep again. Giving up sacrifice, sacrificing in some way. Every day we should wake up and say, how can I be selfless? If you listen to some of my videos, I did a TikTok video, how can I be of service today? Ask yourself that. What is my purpose today? How can I be of service of others? How can I help others? How can I serve? And it doesn't matter. Like right now, my mother, she's almost 74 and I'm going to go out, you know, snowstorm and I'm going to go get her groceries and do stuff. Like just a simple act like that, getting out of myself and going, doing that for her, you know, I'm going to call a friend who needs to talk. Find something like that. But in every day we should, right? We are given so much from the universe. We are given, you know, we should be grateful. I'm given a house. I'm given clothes. I'm giving a job to work. I'm given friends. I'm given this equipment to tell you guys that. That is beautiful. That is gratitude. Like, what do I give back? I should every single day be giving back. And so should you. If we have these things, we need to give back. It's the circle, right? It is the circle. And to say, even with God, do not have attachment. Non-attachment alone is enough to change your entire life and joyful one. I can say that is very true. And a lot of times my darkest, hardest times, my whole life, I've spent by myself. I don't talk. It's like a very Virgo rising, Virgo moon. When I go through something, I don't tell you until I've already processed everything, pretty much taken care of it, knew my plan, and you know afterwards. During the time, during that stuff, however long, months, weeks, you have no idea what's going on. And in that time, like I knew that I had God, the universe. I hate that we've like taken God and ruined it term because religion has ruined it, because God is such a word for everything, right? It is, you know, it's one light, but many paths to it. So that's my little spiel from that book. In one way, can you be selfless today and be of service of others? In what way can you practice non-attachment? Because we have non-attachment. We are not attached to anything. We shouldn't be attached to anything. And, you know, in the simplest way, yeah, we have the material realm and we have the soul realm. And there is that, you know, there's that process, right? If you believe in evolution, to sort of get beyond the material realm and just, I feel like nirvana might be when we're in that perfect, like, monk state. That's what I think Nirvana might be, that peaceful, peaceful state. I don't know. That's it. That's my thing for today. Figure out how Venus is going to kind of bring some new changes into your relationships. Be open-minded. We're still in Mercury retrograde. It's been such a Mercury retrograde, like usual. And again, if you're Mercury ruled like I am, you change, you grow during this time. You know, if you're Moon ruled, you're going to grow and change during the moon phases. And it's true, the faster ones are constantly always changing and shifting. You know, people Venus ruled, the Moon ruled, and Mercury ruled are constantly kind of changing and going through that. So go get in service some way, go help someone, go figure out how to practice non-attachment, go find out what brings you joy, go find out why you don't want to be why you want to be the object of someone's desires. That's why I needed to talk that out to process it. I had no one to talk to that about, so I just talked about it with you guys. Make sure you subscribe. Please subscribe to the Hair Healer Podcast. It's super important to get it out there. That's an easy way to help me. People are constantly asking me, what can I do? Share the episode, send it to a friend, rate, review, and subscribe are the best things you can do. Please follow me on Instagram at thehairhealer1111, the Facebook page, The Hair Healer Podcast, my email, thehairhealerpodcast@yahoo.com. If you want to bring a story on, if you have something to say, if you want me to talk about something on this, please email me, DM me, whatever. Let me know. Thank you. You guys are fabulous. It'll be a fabulous week. Love you all. Thank you and goodbye.